This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2013. I'm with Jeff Simon of Social Flight and recently of Bendix King. Jeff, you've left Bendix King to take up Social Flight full-time, and you've introduced some new features and some new staff. Tell us about it.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. We're very, very excited to be here. One of the most important things to us, of course, is that this is our one-year anniversary of going public. Social Flight was a many, many year effort to get going, but last year was when we came and announced it for the first time. And in that short period of time, it's been so successful that we've moved to over 20,000 pilots and over 4,000 events that Social Flight has within it. So Social Flight basically takes all of those events and makes them available to people, both in a way that's proactive in terms of when someone wants to be able to go and use it on any device, phone, tablet, or on the web, and also in a way that we like to call reactive, where we reach out to all of our members on a Wednesday and tell them about everything happening for the next 7 days and give them a reason to get up, get off the couch, and get going.
Get off the couch. That's the hard part.
That is the hard part, especially with fuel prices the way they are, all the things that tend to keep pilots down. And generally, we tend to fly most often right alone. And so a lot of times we'll sit there and it'll be a beautiful day, and it's easy to look at that and say, well, should I go up and do some currency training? And the key is, if there's somewhere to go, if you knew that there's a biplane fly-in and classic cars that's happening less than 50 miles away, the chances that someone's going to actually get up and go to that and fly and burn some low lead is much, much higher once we have this going.
Tell us about the ambassadors.
So another thing, and of course our biggest announcement today here at the show, is our ambassador program. And so we made it to the point of this large user base that was interacting, searching, finding each other, and communicating on Social Flight. And we said, look, we're a grassroots effort. We need to be able to get out there and expand our footprint and tell more pilots about it. And one thing that has been universal is that when someone finds out about Social Flight and sees it for the first time, being a free app, it's universally been overwhelmingly positive response that we get. And so that truly leaves us with the single mission of, how do we get the word out? And being able to get the word out there, one of the things that's helpful is to take these very passionate members and activate that community by asking them for volunteers. And so we ask for volunteers from across the United States and Canada, and we're just now expanding into the rest of the world, and said, you know, we're looking for people to represent general aviation, to get out there and speak at events that are both aviation and non-aviation, to show them how much is happening around them so that we can get people to go to those events. And we had an overwhelming response. In only a couple of weeks, we had over 25 of the states covered, and it just continues to roll in with more than 30 ambassadors to date that have joined our program, and all of them have been, you know, vetted. They come from some very interesting backgrounds, some fascinating organizations that they come from. We have the FAST team represented. We have Virginia Department of Transportation and Aviation represented. And all sorts of different groups. So we're very excited to have them on board, and they play a couple different roles with us. One is that promotionary role that we just talked about, but the second one is they help steer where we take our product. And so they're all in the inner circle of what we're doing, and they help tell us things. Like, for example, more recently, one of the ambassadors has helped us with ways that we can look in the future to trying to put people together for rides to get to these events. And so lots of ideas and things that are churning around, but it's working very, very well for us.
Earlier, before AirVenture, we talked about some of your other plans to expand into other markets. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, you know, one of the best things about, we're all in aviation, and it makes us a very, very passionate group of people. And so I have yet to meet a pilot that is their only passion that they care about. There's usually other things. And in addition to that, we know that some of the best things that support aviation are companies and ventures that also have things that they do in many other markets, in many cases that are larger markets, strong markets, and things that can help that we can take the benefit of and bring into aviation. And so we're doing exactly the same thing. Social Flight is an architecture. The company is Where to Interactive. And we are taking the exact structure of Social Flight. We are very close to announcing our bringing that into motorcycles, into cars, and into a number of other markets. And what's nice about that is that it's, in many cases, a lot of the same community. The number of pilots that I've spoken to, including, obviously, yourself and some others, are passionate motorcyclists. And I think that's a great area to leverage, and we can put that together.
Okay, so tell us how to find Social Flight.
So Social Flight is a free app. It's available on iOS, Apple for iPhones and iPads, and it's also available on the Google Play Store for any Android device. And, of course, it's always available at www.socialflight.com on any web browser.
Thanks for the update. We've been speaking with Jeff Simon of Social Flight. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2013. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.